It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson with Grace Maley, with Jacob Anna and with Fuad Hassan. Coming up, I've got Tom and Flav to talk about Villa and Tottenham Hotspur accordingly, but we're not going to mess about because I've also got Dom Farrell, Manchester Derby, 12:30. Here he is on Manchester City.
Indeed, no messing around, Dom Farrell on Manchester City. And I want to start off, for me, I like this Manchester City season in a way, Dom, I feel remains a bit of a mystery. And what I mean by this is, it would be easy for me to paint the next four game weeks for Manchester City as being make or break for the season in a way. But it's also worth pointing out that if Manchester City were to win any one trophy, go deep in Europe and finish a comfortable second, it'd also simultaneously be a massive improvement on next season. And what happens in the next four game weeks doesn't actually make that much difference for that. If City get 8 points, that will almost certainly keep them on that trajectory and then get through against Newcastle and make sure they finish in the top eight of Europe. All of that would be a marked improvement. So I suppose my question really is for you and the wider City support at this point, what is it that everyone wants, thinks, reckons is the purpose?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I think certainly to go back to what you said there, like, a lot of the outside perception, I think you've seen just in the couple of weeks of this year so far, there were those three consecutive draws, the Sunderland away and the two home matches, where there's some talk about, oh, is this as bad as last season? I know the Brighton game, there was a lot of adverse reaction to that. And then they perform in the manner they did at Newcastle in midweek. And it's like, oh, this is an imposing City. This is an ominous City that could go on one of those runs. Basically, they are not the 20 games on the spin team anymore, but they're not the bedraggled shambles of last season.